Going on, my Twitch brony brothers. It is I. Daddy-O is back, everybody. Woo! Hee-hee. Okay, so I'm testing a new little camera angle, one that actually is kind of a little more, I guess you could say, front-facing towards me, to where it feels like I'm trying to get into your soul, trying to get into your hole. And it's what I'm trying to do.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Get into all my followers' buttholes, mainly as many buttholes as I can get into. If my boy Tim, at any point, if Tim gets back, I know he's away for a moment, but you know, anybody also who wants to join the live stream is more than welcome. So welcome to the show. This is something I want to go over. I think Twitch has less AI trying to ban me for saying things than YouTube. Because here's the thing, I can say all sorts of things on Twitch that would probably get me banned on YouTube. I think it also depends on who's watching. It depends on how many narcs, little narc bitches are watching. People who don't have the ability to visualize other ideas on their own and get offended very quickly. That sucks. That really sucks. But I'm happy to announce that while I'm on Twitch, you may not see me very often on Twitch. You will most likely see me on YouTube, and you'll most likely see me on, well, I mean, then again, if I join the affiliate program on Twitch, I might be able to make a little extra money. But my main focus is posting all my content to Spotify, because Spotify actually pays me, YouTube doesn't. I'm close to being I'm close to being monetized on YouTube, which is nice. It's actually a hell of a change. And I was getting a little bit sick and tired of YouTube. I'm still sick and tired of YouTube, to be honest, because they banned me so quickly and so easily. The only disadvantage to this camera angle is that I have to rearrange certain things on the monitor to be able to see, which isn't that bad. I mean, all I have to do is just go half and half. Like if I just do this, there's something I can do. There is a way to do this. I just have to be creative. No, that's not it. You see me moving my head quite a bit when I try to look at certain things, but yeah, when I'm trying to read off something, I will have to like put the window in half in a halfway point, but that's okay. That's a small price to pay. I think it's good to be able to have my viewers at least see me a little more intensely. I think it gives a little more personal reach to the show. And I feel that you guys deserve that. Or maybe you don't. Maybe you'd rather just me look away. That would be an interesting premise for a show too, where the whole time you're just staring at my backside while I'm talking. That would be a fascinating concept. You don't see that very often, by the way. I think more people would like it. But today's show is, you know, basically talking about how Twitch has way less AI trying to ban people than YouTube. YouTube is definitely a part of the big tech problem that we face. And YouTube's the problem. I talk smack about YouTube all the time. I try not to talk shit about YouTube on YouTube, but they wouldn't let me upload for a week, so I got about 1 day left until my ban is lifted. But yeah, YouTube's a bunch of pussy ass bitches. So let's see. Oh, I'm reading a message, everybody. I mean, there's nobody on here, so it doesn't fucking matter. But let me see here. I'm reading a message from a lady. Let's see. Let's see here. Hmm. Interesting. Oh. Give me a moment, everybody. Trying to reply to a message. Figured it's a live video is always fun, but yeah, sometimes there, I mean, there's nobody here to reply to. But if anybody's got any questions, please, in the live chat, please respond. If anybody's watching. Okay. Well, let me think here. Trying to think of a subject. I mean, really what I want to talk about is Twitch going to be a better alternative for me than YouTube? And Twitch is very niche oriented though. That's my problem with it. It seems very focused towards the gaming community rather than the people who just want to sit down and talk about putting stuff in their butts. And that's kind of what this show's really turned into. It's turned into an anal fetish fest for My Little Pony. Because I call my viewers bronies. And it's not good. It's not healthy. My show is not healthy for the average consumer. In fact, not sure why I continue to make it, but I think it's because I'm a grifter deep down. And while YouTube is being lame, I have to be innovative and start making more shows. What's really cool about, I will give Twitch some props, is what's really neat is when I'm done recording a live video, it lets you, Twitch will let you download that video after it's done and lets you save it to the actual platform, which is really cool. I've become kind of a bigger fan of Twitch. Before, I was kind of so-so about it, but it definitely could be another advertising medium to advertise my YouTube channel and to advertise my Spotify channel. I do like doing live broadcasts. I do think they're a little more fun. I try to get involved with the community as much as possible. I try my best. Sometimes when you're doing a live video, you do have to kind of ignore the comments until you have a moment to answer them all in one chunk. That's one thing I've learned. When I was doing live broadcasts, I would be so desperate to answer every question as they came in, and I realized that the best method is to say what you want to say and then answer what you can answer. About as simple as that. So keeping it easy, but yeah, I like the fact that I can download my own videos and then upload them to my Spotify channel, which is sexy, by the way. My podcast is on like 8 different podcasting networks. I'm pretty sure I'm banned on one of them, though. But yeah, using Anchor, using Spotify Podcasts allows you to distribute your podcast to so many different platforms. It's actually quite unreal. And then there's a Spotify ad network, which gives you the ability to monetize your podcast, which is really nice. So I'm not really a big podcast guy. I don't listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to a lot of YouTube shows that I guess they technically record as podcasts, but I really do think it's interchangeable. My show is very much podcast style. In a lot of ways, I'm talking into a microphone, looking at a camera, though. I do prefer the video podcast format. And in fact, that's kind of what I lean towards. And I see that a lot of people on Spotify are not making video ones. They're making more audio ones. And I'm trying to go into this blue ocean because there's not a whole bunch of competition when it comes to trying to make video podcasts. That's kind of the best part about it. So Spotify has given me a lot of opportunities just by allowing me to upload my videos for free to their platform, and to also distribute it to multiple other platforms and to allow myself to monetize the podcast itself. So it's a win-win situation in so many ways. And I'm just hoping to keep the flow up, letting as many I have no exclusions on who advertises. So because I really, you know, this show's a crazy show. There may be advertisements on here that don't appeal to any of my people, whoever my people may be, or maybe will appeal to some of them. I got a very interesting audience on YouTube. I'm pretty much at like 751 for subscribers last time I checked. What am I looking at? I may have to eat here in a few moments, everybody, but yeah, I'm just making like short little streams here, 10 minute streams. And, but yeah, this is fun. All right. Well, yeah, I guess the determination that I was able to come to is that Twitch definitely has less AI trying to ban my ass for being me. That's important, man, because I'm tired of being banned for being a unique individual, an individual who really enjoys being a cray cray dude. I'm a cray cray guy, and I like to keep it wild. I like to keep things loose, you know. I keep things loose. I am a savage. I ain't your average punk rock loser. I am a savage, and I'm really cool. But yeah, hey, if anybody is feeling sexy. But yeah, I will do my best to try to be periodically live streaming on Twitch. Most likely I'm going to be going back to YouTube as soon as I can, as soon as a little upload ban is lifted. But yeah, I've just been kind of less determined to do YouTube at this point because I do know that they try to ban me more than anything. It's frustrating. It really is frustrating. I may stop doing a lot of YouTube stuff. I may use Twitch for live broadcasts, and I may just start using YouTube for pre-recorded videos. Like I said, it's tough, really, really tough for me to want to get on a platform that constantly bans or removes my videos. It gives me a community guideline strike, thinking that it needs to teach me a lesson. Dude, creators are slowly migrating to other platforms because they hate it. And who knows, maybe finally, I'm hoping that Google stops being such a woke, idiotic platform. I'm pretty sure Twitch is a pretty woke, idiotic platform itself, but really done with it all. Really done with it all. Anyway, I'll see you guys on the podcast, and I might upload to YouTube tomorrow. I don't know. But daddy's got to upload. Daddy needs to upload. Anyway, later, everybody. Hee-hee. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.